It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Sponsorship of this program was provided by...
Travel back to the 1972 fringe of Dallas, Texas, to an old airplane hangar turned artist's haven. This is where Jennifer Inge first opened Rare Things, a tiny 8-foot by 12-foot shop with a little workbench and one small showcase. At the time, she was making custom jewelry and crafts as customers looked on and selling the jewelry faster than she could work. 2 years and 1,000 miles later, this very young entrepreneur followed a calling to the Western Mountains, landed in Creed, and established Rare Things Gallery. Against all odds, and 45 years later, the gallery has become a destination business and a cornerstone for Creed. What was once a small storefront and studio combination is now one of the finest retail galleries in the Southwest, a treasure trove of jewelry, antiques, decorative arts, photography, paintings, stained glass, pottery, woodwork, furniture, rocks, minerals, and wonderments of nature. Imagine living a life of passionate collecting, designing and building in the magical mountains of Mineral County. Jenny believes, though Creed seems an impossible place to grow a business, I feel a direct line to the creative source here. I could not lead a richer life. Best known for the Inge Horsehair Jewelry Collection, Jennifer is also a skilled metalworker, multimedia artist, and savvy business proprietor. The mystique and lure of Rare Things makes the trek to Creed worthwhile. As customers observe almost daily, Jenny has an amazing eye. You'll often see it first at Rare Things, even years before it hits the general market. Intriguing displays of unusual jewelry and collectibles invite lingering for hours. Energetic and knowledgeable personal shopping assistants bring life to the stories behind this global collection. A visit to the gallery is always an adventure in treasure hunting. Call them today at 719-658-2376. Located at 110 South Main Street in downtown Creed, Colorado, you can email them info@rarethingsgallery.com or visit their website, rarethingsgallery.com. That's rarethingsgallery.com.
Coming up the first weekend in August is the 18th annual Creed Rock and Mineral Show. Come on up to Creed on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th to have some fun, do some shopping, watch the snowshoe shuffle on Saturday, and learn all about the various rocks and minerals from experts at the Underground Mining Museum and Community Center just north of town. Admission is free and you're invited. In this podcast, you'll hear about the Rock and Mineral Show, as well as some history and geography information from Kathleen Murphy, Executive Director of the Creed and Mineral County Visitor Center and Chamber of Commerce, and Jennifer Inge, longtime resident and owner of Rare Things Gallery.
I'm Adam, and we're at a very busy Creed and Mineral County Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. We're talking with Kathleen Murphy and Jenny Inge. Jenny is the owner of Rare Things Gallery. And we're going to talk about the Rock and Mineral Show that's coming up here in Creed. And again, you just have to kind of deal with the background noise a little bit. It's summertime here, isn't it, Kathleen?
It is definitely the beginning of the early season. We've got folks coming in today, getting information about the Underground Mining Museum, Silver Thread Scenic Byway, and they're also checking out our fantastic model of North Creed from 1892. What?
That is an absolutely fabulous model. It really is. I've noticed in the times that we've been coming up, people just stop and are drawn to it.
So the gentleman that built it spent 23 years on that, and then he gave it to us. So it is definitely worth stopping the visitor center when you're passing through Creed to check out the finite detail. I mean, there are hunters, there's a man in a canvas wall tent, people doing laundry. It's exquisite.
Well, and as well, the entire visitor center here is an absolute wealth of information. You've got information on, of course, Creed itself, many of the surrounding towns, the valley towns, too. It's worth the stop just to learn about what's going on here.
Thanks. We also have some great plants, too.
Jenny, let's talk to you again. You're the owner of Rare Things Gallery, and you have quite a history here as well, I understand.
I first came to Creed in 1971 on a 750 Honda. My husband at the time fell in love with fly fishing, and I thought this would be a great place to ride a horse. I tell people all the time I moved here because I didn't know any better, then I couldn't afford to leave, and now I wouldn't trade it. I made that trip in one day by myself through Taos, 900 miles, rained the whole way. And my poor man says, "Aren't you taking your dog?" I said, "Not on the motorcycle." She went, "You're riding your motorcycle."
Where are you originally from?
I grew up on a farm outside of Dallas.
So how did you end up here in the San Luis Valley?
I had older friends, you know, my age now, that had been coming to Wasson since the early 1900s. And they first came to Creed in Model Ts and Model As. So I think it probably took them a week or more to get from the Dallas area to Creed. But they came here to fish. That was the big, I think the Depression began the big interest in dude ranches and fishing. And in those days, wherever he wanted to go, she went and took care of the kids along the way. Now she has a lot to say about what we're hunting for and whether we're going to Creed or not. It's become such an amazing family getaway, and many of our visitors are now extended family. They first started coming in the 1920s, 30s, 40s. Many bought land in the 50s. Now they've retired and built homes. So you have sometimes three and even four generations of people who've been visiting Creed. It's a great set of visitors.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Jenny. What do you do here?
I'm a jeweler, and I own the Rare Things Gallery. Rare Things Gallery of Treasures. I think of being in Rare Things not as shopping, but as a treasure hunting adventure. It has a very eclectic museum atmosphere. It's got a little rock shop. I've got a number of jewelers beside myself. We have paintings, photography, pottery, woodwork, really interesting collectibles from around the world.
Do you still have those bristlecone bowls from Jeff Henderson?
I do still have bristlecone bowls from Jeff and myself and Frank Rodriguez, and lots of local craftsmen are shown there.
How did you become involved with the Creed Rock and Mineral Show?
Well, as a jeweler, I've always been a treasure hunter collector. Most people never grow up when it comes to collecting cool rocks. Interesting stones and natural materials have always been the components or central features of my jewelry. When I go to gem and mineral shows to buy for the store, I run into really interesting characters that sell the rocks. So I begin to admire how those shows were run and how they seem to affect their local economies. And when I think Creed needs a rock and mineral show in the Underground Mining Museum, and there is no more perfect venue than that underground cave filled with interesting, intriguing rock dealers.
Creates an extremely unique atmosphere to hold the show.
It's perfect. And in Mineral County, what better place to have a rock and mineral show than Mineral County? Set between those amazing rock cliffs at the head of town.
As well, I understand you've had a lot to do in the early years of this town, helping to start the chamber and other things.
When we first got here, a good bit of the town was still boarded up, and the mines were still very operative. It was clear that mining was the primary economic activity here. There was a chamber of sorts called the Upper Rio Grande Business Men's Association. And while I was never a rabid women's liber, it did occur to me that we might rename it, because I noticed that the majority of the businesses in the county were actually owned by women, often by widows who continued to run a guest ranch or a shop of some sort. Several of us got together with the people that already had a bit of an organization and just joined in to create the next round.
And as well, you've had something to do with the forming of the Mineral County Fairgrounds?
You know, as I think back, there have been an awful lot of activities that I certainly was not the only one, but at least played a role in developing. And I was a founding creator of the Mineral County Fairgrounds Association, which has hosted Michael Martin Murphy concerts. We've had concerts, horse shows, dog shows. This is our sixth or seventh year of the Creed Shootout.
Don't forget the ATV Rodeo.
And the ATV Rodeo. Anyway, the rodeo itself is primarily a bull riding rodeo, but we have barrel racing, team roping, trick riders, clowns, live anthem singers. It's grown significantly each year. I think the first year we had maybe 100, 150 attendees. This last year was at 300 every time, and the 4th of July was over 700. it has become one of the favorite activities for both the town and for visitors. It's a really fun, lively event, and there have been a handful of people that have been plugging away on it for about 20 years. It's great.
The mutton busting is also a lot of fun.
The mutton busting is fantastic. I think it's a very perverse event because the sheep are running screaming because they're terrified. The kids have been forced on the back by their parents and grandparents, but everyone seems to really enjoy it. It's a good learning experience for the kids.
It definitely makes for some great photos and videos.
Yeah, it's great. There's a lot for the kids at the rodeo. There's several different, you know, chase a calf, the steer chase and calf chase, and this mutton busting is really fun.
Let's get back to the Rock and Mineral Show. How long has this been going on?
I believe this is the 18th year. We handpicked the vendors. There's quite a variety of origins of stones. There are stones from all over the world. There's native silver, there's gold nuggets, turquoise, amethyst geodes, jewelry, stone beads, and some very intriguing, knowledgeable characters. If you have a rock and you don't know what it is, then you can bring it and ask somebody to tell you about it.
That's something I was going to ask.
We can identify rocks for you. There's stuff for kids. There's stuff for really serious collectors and geologists. There are evening talks that are always educational. This year, Rhonda Fole will be talking to us. Last year was volcanic activity that created this area in this part of Colorado.
I believe this year she'll be talking about the Colorado Plateau and its role with various national parks, including the Grand Canyon.
You're right. Excellent.
Yeah, and Rhonda's considered an expert in her field in this.
She is. She is.
This is a free event?
It is. It's free throughout. The talks are free and entry, coming into the show is free. And there's really good barbecue each day.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The vendors set up on Thursday and take down on Monday.
And talk about the location a little bit more.
It's just up the canyon north of the town of Creed, and it is in our underground mining museum and community center. And that little project is unique in itself. It was created as the mines were shutting down here in 1985 and 86. A lot of locals, including my ex-husband, volunteered hundreds of hours to blast it out and build within the caverns they created. The cliff face themselves, all of this rock here, is the host rock is rhyolite, it's hard, and really dramatic stone features that frame the north end of town.
And about how many people typically show up for this?
We have, 42 to 45 vendors, and we finally just quit counting because so many people kept coming back and back and back. But we've counted anywhere from 1,500 to over 2,000 visitors over the 3 days.
Tell me a little bit about the evening programs on Friday and Saturday.
They start at 7. They usually last an hour and a half to 2 hours. Every year is something different. One year it was all about turquoise. One year was all about silver, all about gold. It can sometimes focus on a particular mineral or family of minerals and how they're formed. Sometimes it's about techniques like cleaning rocks. So we have not identified our other speaker for this year. We'll get that on our website soon.
And I understand proceeds from the exhibitor fees are actually benefiting the community center?
The show was originally created to help the community center create a template for how to put on events and create revenue. The rent that the vendors pay goes to benefit the chamber, and then the chamber pays rent to the community center. And on those days, their visitorship through their museum is many times more what it usually is. So in that way, it benefits and brings more, just attention and visitorship overall.
I understand Creed and Mineral County is considered a geological haven, is the phrase I've heard, for amateurs and professionals alike. Can you tell me a little more about that?
Creed is an unbelievably unique and complex geological area. The volcano that is just south of town, our classic snowshoe mountain with a rock slide shaped like a snowshoe, is part of a rock slide that's the base of a volcano that was another 6,000 to 8,000 feet taller and made Mount St. Helens look like Mary Poppins. It blew its stack, and the ash fallout from that volcano created the Wheeler Geologic Monument that's outside of town. It's another fascinating day trip on foot or horseback or ATV. The caldera is the valley around it that the Rio Grande Valley now runs through. There was a classic Miocene pond fill created by the damming of that caldera, and water filled it. So people like to look for fossils in places in the county related to that feature.
Just to give folks a scope of the uniqueness of this geologic area, we are sitting in the Lagerita Caldera, which is larger than the Yellowstone caldera. This thing is mammoth. And then within the Lagerita caldera, you have the San Luis caldera, the Bachelor caldera, and the Creed caldera. Calderas within a caldera, and it's breathtaking. It's part of the reason why we're on the Silver Thread Scenic Byway. This volcanic eruption 26 million years ago really made for a dynamite drive.
It is worth the trip. This is the highest, I guess, volcanic valley in the world, you know, highest in altitude and one of the most extensive volcanic systems.
And if you drive up by the Equity, you can see the Cursory-Tertiary boundary.
Kathleen, what else is going on over this 3-day weekend? There's, I understand, an annual snowshoe shuffle?
Yes, there's the snowshoe shuffle, which will happen on Saturday. It's a 2-mile fun run, and part of the course goes past the Underground Mining Museum. And of course, there's always the shopping and the galleries, the hiking, the ATVing, any type of excursion that folks want to partake in to take a mini vacation will be going on as well. Live theater that weekend.
And enjoy the uniqueness of Creed. Anything else, ladies, that you'd like to discuss about the Rock and Mineral Shelf? Anything that we'd missed?
It's easy to go on for forever because there's so many interesting characters that have their booths and their collections there. Some really fine, even museum-quality mineral specimens. One of the vendors, Bodie Packham, has a unique mine on Ontero Mountain in northern northwest northeast Colorado and has some of the most exquisite amazonite mixed with smoky quartz. It's world-class and museum-quality material. There's native Creed silver occasionally pops up.
Creed amethyst still pop up every now and then.
Yeah, one of the reasons to create the show, other than to work with the Mining Museum, was to give a way for local miners and collectors who had rocks all their lives, create a venue where they can actually share them to the public, where locals can do some trading and get rocks they didn't have and get rid of some rocks they got too many of, and also to really bring up the next generation to learn more about rocks and minerals and this fascinating geology here.
Jenny, Kathleen, I want to certainly thank you for sitting down and talking with us about the Rock and Mineral Show. Hope you have a great turnout for it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Exhibitors at the 18th Annual Creed Rock and Mineral Show will be showing and selling a fascinating array of gems, geodes, fossils, silver ore, turquoise nuggets, Australian opals, beads, jewelry, and stone carvings. Plus, all types of rock and mineral specimens from around the world that will intrigue viewers, buyers, collectors, and rock hounds of all ages.
Knowledgeable individuals will be on hand at the Rock and Mineral Show to help identify specimens and to discuss the geology of Mineral County, which holds a wide variety of unusual features like volcanic dikes and vents, the famous Wheeler Geological Area, and the Creed Fossil Formation. Evening educational programs are scheduled for Friday and Saturday, starting at 7 p.m.
Mineral County's geology has fueled a long legacy of interest and fascination from early day prospectors and surveyors to modern mining engineers and mineralogists and mining investors. One of the world's largest volcanic calderas created unusually rich ore deposits that eventually gave birth to the Creed Mining District. Millions of dollars worth of silver, gold, lead, and zinc were extracted before the last mine closed in 1985. Creed, which survived fires, floods, and mining depressions, became known as the little town that would not die. The spectacular Pillars of Hercules, remnants of an ancient rhyolite wall, frame Creed's bustling Main Street district. Victorian-era buildings today serve as gift shops, restaurants, galleries, and B&Bs.
Proceeds from exhibitors' fees benefit the Creed Underground Community Center, the tunnels and caverns of the Underground Mining Museum, Community Center, and Fire Station were blasted into the solid rock walls of Willow Creek Canyon by three miners and many volunteer helpers. The community project was completed in 1992. Creed is a geologic haven for amateurs and professionals. The 17-mile Bachelor Loop passes old town sites, mine buildings, and other relics of Mineral County's silver boom. The Last Chance Mine even offers on-site tours and on-site rock hounding opportunities.
The Creed Rock and Mineral Show is sponsored by Rare Things Gallery and the Creed and Mineral County Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. For more information on this special event, go to creedrocks.com. That's creedrocks.com. Or you can call the Visitor Center at 719-658-2374 for more information. That's 719-658-2374. 658-2374. Their website is creed.com. That's creed.com. Kathleen and her friendly staff are always willing to help make your trip to Creed one that you will remember for years to come.
Special thanks to Jenny Inge of Rare Things Gallery of Treasures for joining us on this podcast, and especially for her insight into the history of Creed's Rock and Mineral Show. Jenny took time out of her busy day to show us around her gallery and even a tour of her home, aptly named Stone Inge. Thanks from all of us at SL Voices, Jenny. You were fascinating, and we deeply appreciate not just your time, but hearing your captivating story. Make sure to stop by her gallery in downtown Creed in celebration of the 45th anniversary of her business.
That's the 18th annual Creed Rock and Mineral Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in the Underground Mining Museum in Creed, Colorado, from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. each day. Whether you're an amateur rock hound or professional geologist, the Creed Rock and Mineral Show has something for everyone. Make your plans to attend today.
Sponsorship for the podcast you just heard was provided by
Travel back to the 1972 fringe of Dallas, Texas, to an old airplane hangar turned artist haven. This is where Jennifer Inge first opened Rare Things, a tiny 8-foot by 12-foot shop with a little workbench and one small showcase. At the time, she was making custom jewelry and crafts as customers looked on and selling the jewelry faster than she could work. 2 years and 1,000 miles later, this very young entrepreneur followed a calling to the Western Mountains, landed in Creed, and established Rare Things Gallery. Against all odds, and 45 years later, the gallery has become a destination business and a cornerstone for Creed. What was once a small storefront and studio combination is now one of the finest retail galleries in the Southwest, a treasure trove of jewelry, antiques, decorative arts, photography, paintings, stained glass, pottery, woodwork, furniture, rocks, minerals, and wonderments of nature. Imagine living a life of passionate collecting, designing, and building in the magical mountains of Mineral County. Jenny believes, though Creed seems an impossible place to grow a business, I feel a direct line to the creative source here. I could not lead a richer life. Best known for the Inge horsehair jewelry collection, Jennifer is also a skilled metalworker, multimedia artist, and savvy business proprietor. The mystique and lure of Rare Things makes the trek to Creed worthwhile. As customers observe almost daily, Jenny has an amazing eye. You'll often see it first at Rare Things, even years before it hits the general market. Intriguing displays of unusual jewelry and collectibles invite lingering for hours. Energetic and knowledgeable personal shopping assistants bring life to the stories behind this global collection. A visit to the gallery is always an adventure in treasure hunting. Call them today at 719-658-2376. Located at 110 South Main Street in downtown Creed, Colorado, you can email them info@rarethingsgallery.com or visit their website, rarethingsgallery.com. That's rarethingsgallery.com. We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your friends, family, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish. And you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley.